So we're going to bless Crystal as she comes up this morning and shares with us. And again, he is for you. He is for you. He is for you. Amen. Father, we thank you for our sister Crystal. We thank you for the words that you have given her to speak this morning. I thank you, Father, as she comes to share, that your anointing is upon her. Holy Spirit, that you have touched her lips with the coal from the fire of the altar to speak to us and give us hearts. We yield our hearts, actually. You've given us hearts. We yield our hearts, Holy Spirit, to you, to hear from you this morning. And again, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in your precious name. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, beloved. It's good to be in God's house this morning. And I think that before we get into the word, we're going to have communion together. And I'm reading, of course, from chapter 10 of 1 Corinthians. I'm starting at verse 1 in an unusual place. For I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, about what our forefathers were under and protected by the cloud in which God's presence went before them, and every one of them passed safely through the Red Sea. All of them, jumping down to verse 3, ate the same spiritual, supernaturally given food, and they all drank the same spiritual, supernaturally given drink. For they drank from a spiritual rock which followed them, produced by the soul power of God himself, without natural instrumentality. I'm reading from the Amplified. And the rock was Christ. Then I'm jumping over to 16. The cup of blessing of wine at the Lord's Supper, upon which we ask the Lord's blessing. Does it not mean that in drinking it we participate and share a fellowship in communion with the blood of Christ, the Messiah? The bread which we break, does it not mean that in eating it we participate in and share a fellowship, a communion in the body of Christ? For no matter how numerous we are one body, because we all partake of the one bread and the one whom the communion bread represents. Spiritual, supernatural bread and spiritual, supernatural drink. It was with them even in the wilderness. And the Lord has fully intended and supplied both natural and supernatural spiritual meat and drink to his people. And when we come to the table, just receive that strengthening of the Spirit that the Lord wants to give you. It is a symbol. We don't believe it turns into the body and blood. But the real presence of the Lord is with us in an act of obedience in which he instituted and told us to keep doing till he comes back, till we eat the feast with him in his presence in our New Jerusalem home. So we do that in obedience. And I just want to encourage you just to receive the real presence, body, blood, and the working of the Lord Jesus as you come to the table this morning. It is for you. He gives himself to us to strengthen and keep us. Would you come up and get the elements? Yes, Lord. Verse 23, 1 Corinthians 11. For I received from the Lord himself that which was passed on to you. It was given to me personally, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was treacherously delivered up, and while his betrayal was in progress, he took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this to call me affectionately to remembrance." Let's partake of the bread. Similarly, when supper was ended, he took the cup also, saying, "This cup is the new covenant, ratified and established in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it to call me affectionately to remembrance." Let's take the cup. Receive the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are representing, signifying, and proclaiming the fact of the Lord's death until he comes again. So Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you for what you endured for us. And in this moment, we receive your body and blood, just like the disciples at that moment, your Last Supper with them, the deep significance of what you were doing. You're doing it today in our lives. And we receive you and everything you've done for us. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.